friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I love Bugs and Hugs. I love it mostly. I was telling Greg Morgan on the Regina Morning Show today. I love it for the hugs, but I know you want to bring the bugs also. There's bugs coming in already. Give me a call. What's bugging you this week? Who do you want to send a hug to? 1-877-332-8255. Lots of text messages coming in and the phone line's already starting to light up. Before I get to them, I'm going to send another hug to my sister, Sarah. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday. Okay. I'm going to read these bugs first just because, while it's fresh in people's minds, before the break, I had a conversation with our Minister for the Status of Women, Alana Ross, about intimate partner violence in this province and our alarming rates of it. And I got a couple of bugs that were sent in. One of them, I had told Minister Ross that, you know, I know you guys are doing good work on the ground with community agencies because I know there is great work happening on the ground. JJ and Regina texted in, actually, Tamara, the government itself is performing terribly. I'm not going to name him because I'm thinking about his spouse, but a former Sask Party MLA was recently charged. This text JJ points out, and I will also say he pleaded guilty to assaulting his wife. MLA Ryan Demoter soliciting a sex worker. This is a charge that was, again, this is my own comment, stayed, but only after he went through a program to deter that sort of behavior. And Jeremy Harrison brought a gun to the legislature. He's still in the government. Please ask the minister about her party's track record. Okay, thank you, JJ in Regina. And one more text on that. JH in Saskatoon saying, great comment about rustling papers. I heard it and thought the same thing. Call it a bug. Okay, so let's hit the phone lines now. We are going to Dallas in Regina. You got a bug or a hug today, Dallas?
Unfortunately, I have to issue a bug today.
It happens, Dallas. I've been doing it myself today.
Yeah, it does. We got to be pragmatic. But no, I have to issue a bug to, I mean, we talked about the healthcare system here in the province, but in particular, I have to issue a major bug to specialists when we are referred to specialists by our GP. And the lack of empathy and compassion that not all, I want to clarify here, there are some wonderful specialists, but I find it an increasing problem here where we're referred to a specialist, they lack the empathy, compassion, circumstances if we're dealing with a myriad of different health issues. If you don't basically like do what they say or if there's any alterations, they turn you down or not willing to listen. And I feel that for people that are struggling with health issues, unfortunately, it's increasing. We need specialists to have that empathy and compassion, and it's becoming more of a problem.
Dallas, I so hear you on this. I've got some things that I could say. I will point out, as you did, there are a lot of excellent specialists, a lot that I know personally that are just amazing. My dad is a retired one of them, but you got to have that bedside empathy, so important. Dallas, thank you so much. I'm sending you a hug and some empathy for whatever any of your loved ones might be going through. Okay, we are now heading to Lloyd in Prince Albert. You got a bug or a hug or both today, Lloyd?
I have two hugs, actually.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. The first hug is to the nurses that run the 811 healthcare phone line. They do a fantastic job.
Awesome.
And the second one is to the rock band Kiss. Unfortunately, yeah. Lost one of their original members. But great, fantastic rock and roll for the past 60 years.
Yes, really. Lloyd, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. I'll second that hug for Kiss. I saw them live probably like 10 years ago. Couldn't believe they were still rocking.
Exactly.
Like the band that just kept on going, absolutely grieving today. Thanks for that, Lloyd.
Sending you
a hug too. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Thank you. All right, you guys, you can keep your bugs and hugs coming at 1-877-332-8255. We are going to Perry in Osler. Perry, bug or a hug today?
A bug.
What's bugging you, Perry?
Lack of common sense. You know, over a number of years, we've heard communities being burnt down that are surrounded by forests. But the other thing they're always surrounded by is water, lakes and rivers. And so, you know, natural fire code would say, lay a summer line along the outside of the cities, and there's water cannon nozzles that can spray 350 feet. So just with a simple, inexpensive irrigation line, they can keep that stripe of land, strip of trees green, and then when the fire comes up to it, they won't burn. And they also can just turn on the water cannons. There's a fire, and have them running while the fire is coming up there. It should be just fire code, and it should be policy. As soon as the communities, you know, act big, it should just be a standard practice.
Yeah. Yeah, Perry, I can say, too, that the NDP this week, they were out calling for an inquiry into the Saskatchewan's handling of wildfires this summer, so they probably would express a bug as well on the forest fire front. Perry, thanks for calling in, as always. Have a great day. Okay, we're going back to the text line now. This one really made me smile. I'm sorry, Carter and Parkbeg, writing in, hey, what bugs me is the fact that I don't like mashed potatoes, and my girlfriend's family always teases me about it. I already feel bad for not eating them, but I just really don't like them. Oh, God. Carter, I hope that there was something on the Thanksgiving table earlier this week that had something that pleased you. Okay, what is this? I can't see what you've written here. Oh, is this from you, Frank? Frank is writing, I'm with you, Carter. However, years ago, my grandma, RIP, one Christmas put creamed corn on top of my mashed potatoes and it changed my life. LOL, producer Frank. Okay, yes. You know, sprinkle a little corn in like anything and it is always a game changer. So give that a try, Carter, and then say, aha, to your girlfriend's family. Okay, we've got another bug from John in White City saying, I don't have much faith in the RCMP hiring. They do a lot of hiring over Zoom. They hired a male from down east and he was accepted into training. He got to the depot, but he only had one arm. HR had no idea. How does that happen? He was terminated. It is embarrassing how the RCMP dropped the ball on a major meth trafficking to Australia. Our security is embarrassing. Also, I want the PM to answer the question about what is going to happen if the Supreme Court overturns long sentences. My Friday rant. Well, we appreciate your Friday rant, John. We are here for your Friday rant here on Bugs and Hugs. But we also like to get the hugs as well. Sandra in Swift Current. Sandra, thank you. Sandra writing, hug to Tamara Cherry for the first two very good interviews. Well done. Sandra, I hope you sent that in before my third interview and that I reinforced your thought and didn't change your mind. And a hug from Kathy in Regina writing, I want to send a hug to all the workers in the parks who take such good care of the parks. Wakana Park is gorgeous. The provincial parks that I visit are so well taken care of, and there's a lot of work that goes into that. So thank you to those workers. I second that hug, Kathy. Thank you. Keep your bugs and hugs coming. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to go to a quick break, and then I will get back to the phone lines and the text line with your bugs and hugs. I'm Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan Bray all week on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Give it up!
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids, until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. Clap along if you feel like
a room without... Welcome back to the show. I am Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan Bray this week, and this being one of my favorite segments of the week, Bugs and Hugs. It's the time of the week that we ask you, dear listener, to call us and tell us what is bugging you or who would you like to send a hug out to. 1-877-332-8255. Again, 1-877-332-8255. You know what's really bugging me this week? I am really bugged by all the kids who are committing crimes and very dangerous and violent crimes. 9 and 11-year-olds being caught stealing cars. Too young to even be charged. Like, these kids and young teenagers allegedly driving cars through the city of Regina at 170 kilometers an hour. My mom told me this week about an incident outside her gym where a woman was jumped in broad daylight by a bunch of young people who took off with her car. And Regina police announcing yesterday that a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, and 16-year-old, all boys, robbed a delivery person. Come on, kids! What is going on? Like, really? I'm bugged by this, but it's like, it's not even come on, kids. It's like, come on, society. How is this happening? And so while this bugs me, I also want to send, like, I know a lot of you guys are going to be bugged by this, but I want to send a hug out to those kids because I'm like, a 9-year-old needs to be hugged. An 11-year-old needs to be hugged. And I don't know, are they not being hugged? Is that why they're stealing cars? I don't know. But I do have other hugs. I'll get to some of them after. I'm going to go back to the text board and encourage you to call me 1-877-332-8255. Cameron in Regina with this bug. Mark Carney promised that Canada would have the fastest growing economy, but that has shrunk since he was elected. He promised he would double home building and that hasn't happened. He said he would have a trade deal by July. Nada. He also said the government would spend less and invest more. Government spending has increased by 8%. So pardon me if I don't believe that his promise of bail reform is a sincere one. All right. We've got somebody waiting on the line. Oh, we got, okay, Justine. Oh, is Justina ready? No, Justina is not ready. So I'm going to go back to my list that I have here. There's also a hug that I wanted to send out for a couple of the guests that I had on this week. My friend Naomi Parnas. Had a really, really moving conversation with her about the work she's done over the last couple of years with Israeli hostages and hostage families. I also want to send out a hug to, and I know Greg Morgan this morning in Regina was making fun of me for the swooning I was doing over Jeffrey Straker yesterday. I just love the guy. And I want to send out a hug because he shared such good news about him and his partner, Michael, the baking and farmer extraordinaire. Going to be tying the knot next week. They're going to be having a Rollo Saskatchewan wedding, and I wish them the best. I have been to a couple of Jeffrey Straker shows and heard how he swoons over his partner, and I'm fiance now, and I'm just so happy for them. And also another hug for Jeffrey Straker, who was honored this. Oh my gosh, I need to get the name of the award right. A Canadian Folk Music Award. I think it was Best New Contemporary Artist. Now I need to find it. I'm so sorry, Jeffrey. I'm so sorry. But I'm sending you a hug because what an incredible honor for an incredible ambassador for this province. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Justina Harris calling in from Harris. Is that right?
Hi. Yes, yeah.
How are you, Justina?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling in. You got a bug or a hug?
Well, I got both.
Okay.
So, first of all, I want to give a huge hug to Alana Bird. Her son Samuel was finally found.
Yes.
And I just bet you there's so many people who would just love to hug that woman.
Yes.
And I hope all goes well in that case.
Yeah.
And then my bug is I saw a reel on Facebook, and it was this woman from Prince Albert filming the homeless people in her back alley. And this is a big bug of mine. I think the provincial government needs to do way more ever since they stopped paying directly to landlords and paying the utility bills directly. There's so many other factors involved, but our homelessness population has absolutely spiked and it's horrible. And there's going to be people freezing to death on the streets. And that's a big bug.
Yeah, that is a big bug of mine as well, Justina. And thank you for that. But I'm going to add a bug to that. I get bugged when I see things on social media, which I try to avoid at all costs. Social media, can't stand it. But people taking videos of homeless people out in the streets.
Yeah, exactly.
Put
a mattress back there.
Exactly.
People are putting mattresses in the dump all the time. If
yes.
You know they're going to be there, I'm sure they'd rather that than a hurt people.
Yes, exactly. All right, Justina, thank you so much. Sending you a hug and, yeah, sending a hug to Alana Bird as well. Dick calling from Radisson. Dick, you got a bug or a hug today?
Yeah, it's the whole operation of the SPSA, you know, like it's a group where there's somebody as a head, the ex-chief of police at Weyburn. I would recommend having somebody that comes from that field to manage it. Like a lot of the planes are on the ground waiting for parts, for maintenance and stuff. Well, that's stuff that should be starting about this time of year. and when there's less chance of fires, and having them ready to go for next year. And then and along in that same field, these new water bombers that you got, I hope people realize that these are water bombers, but they cannot load from the lake. They got to go back to a base to load up with fire retardant or water or whatever they're going to use. So they're not going to be as efficient as all of these old ones that we got that still serve the purpose and and work well.
Yeah, and it sounds like somebody else honking in the background shares that hug and is honking in solidarity with you, Dick, there. So thank you for calling in.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You keep going.
Okay, yeah. And also into the investigation on this, they're missing one word. They should have a third party in front of it so that it's not going to be a biased one that's going to come up and, you know, do a fair investigation into it. Because up at Narrow Hills, where the fire cache is, they just brought in a semi-load of food for all the guys that are up there as firefighters, and they lost all of that when the fire broke through and burnt the whole fire cache down and everything. Like, I don't know why they didn't move some of that equipment and everything out of there, and then that, again, relates to upper management making decisions on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dick, calling from Radisson. Thanks for your call. Have a great weekend, Dick. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, have a good day.
Thank you. Cameron in Regina sending this bug in. Again, making me laugh, Cameron. What bugs me is the amount of ketchup in a single package. If you like this beloved condiment, then a tiny squirt is an offensive offering. And it is embarrassing to ask for the 6 packages that I require to enjoy my order of fries. Oh, my gosh. My mom, I don't think she's listening to the radio right now. I hope she listens back on this. I will tell her to. She would agree with you. Okay, Cameron, my mom is somebody that literally travels with packages of ketchup sometimes when she knows there will not be ketchup available. And she's the same with her lemons. Anytime she orders, like, a chicken piccata, she's always asking for just bring me the whole lemon cut up. And they always bring a couple of little wedges. And she's like, it's just not enough. It's not enough. So solidarity, Cameron, with that bug. Thank you for sending it in. And another bug coming in from Larry in Purdue. I'm sure that the government had implemented subsequent sentences before, and the courts determined that subsequent sentences were against the Canadian human rights in the Constitution. Now they are saying that they are doing it again. When will someone come up with a better solution? Oh, Larry, I got some thoughts on that. I got some thoughts. And I think, as one of my guests said earlier, the devil is in the details, but we will have to wait and see. Keep your bugs and hugs coming. I know there's people now starting to wait on hold. I'm going to ask you to hold on a few more minutes as we head into the break. I'll go back to the phone lines after the break, but you can continue calling at 1-877-332-8255. Here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper! That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay?
Oh, this you coward son of bitches!
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. People.
Welcome back to the show. This awesome segment is so great. Give me a call with whatever is bugging you today or this week, or who you'd like to send a hug out to. I love those hug calls. 1-877-332-8255. Aaron in Saskatoon writing in, my bug is in regards to the new bus stops. These contractors do not know how to build the transition from asphalt to concrete. They don't fill the asphalt enough to make them a smooth transition. This will only get worse. What a waste of taxpayer money when they have to fix them all in a year. And Craig in Swift Current writing, I'm bugged by the men who didn't step up when that woman was being assaulted in the parking lot. Craig is, of course, referring to a woman who texted in earlier about intimate partner violence. Craig writing, I have daughters, and if anyone laid a hand on them, it will be a bad day for that guy. Men who hit women are the low of the low people in society. Sending hugs to those people that stand up to this and the help that provides services to these women. Yes, Craig, a clap and a hug for you for sending in that. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Natasha waiting on the line in Outlook. Natasha, you got a bug or a hug today?
So I've got a hug today.
Okay. Who's it for, Natasha?
So this one, like a specific hug for Dr. Vitale out of RUH.
Okay.
But really, kind of for all the doctors right now that have, like, the time and the compassion for their patients in this kind of crazy medical system that we have going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt whatever with my health situation, I felt like he specifically had, just a lot of time and compassion. It just felt like I was in good hands.
Oh.
And I also want to, like, for all the doctors that are here and in Saskatchewan, it's just like, you guys stay here and get more coming. And
here, Natasha. That is so nice to hear, Natasha. I just Googled Dr. Vitale. I don't know if you're referring to the neurosurgeon, Dr. Vitale, it reminds me of somebody who's very close to my heart who has struggled with severe chronic headaches for many years now. And she has the most compassionate, empathetic neurologist. And it just makes all the difference. So thank you for that, Natasha. Thank you for calling in and have a wonderful weekend. Let's go now to Ken. Ken, you've been waiting patiently on the line in Saskatoon with a bug or a hug, Ken?
Oh, no, it's going to be a bug. And, you know, you all do this, but this is a bug about global news.
Oh, are you referring to journalism in general or mainstream media? Okay, go ahead.
I do that, except for the fact that these are all global news examples. Because what I've done forever, whenever I hear the news or see the news, I go, what's not being told about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to do a whack of research to find out what the context is. So.
Yep.
When it comes to reporting on Trump, global news is just absolutely bought into the resistance. I'm just going to give you a few quick examples. Well, even just the idea that when they were talking about the Israel-Gaza ceasefire peace, they called it an exchange of hostages.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but Israel did not take hostages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When it came to what they called a campaign of retribution, Lalita James, they never even, you know, talked about maybe she had done mortgage fraud. It was just Trump getting back at him. They tied that into James Comey, who, according to Global News, was indicted for investigating the Trump-Russia collusion. No mention of leaking to the press or lying to about it. The Trump sending National Guard to Chicago in spite of lawsuits and unpopularity. No mention about the fact that the Chicago cops were called off heading towards when ICE people, the agents were being mobbed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, there's no context there. And even yesterday, there was this video of all these reporters at the Pentagon leaving because, you know, standing up for press freedom. So I thought, well, let's take a look at the restrictions that they are so upset about, because they didn't mention what those were. And, geez, things like you had to be escorted through the Pentagon.
Yeah.
That there's areas that you're not allowed to go, and if you break these rules, then you can lose your credentials.
Ken, I applaud you for doing your research. I always encourage everybody to read a whole host of different takes from the media. And I share in your frustration, because I had a similar frustration yesterday with the reporting on Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton. He's, of course, been charged with leaking classified information. And I was wondering why the media wasn't also then referring to the fact that the current Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, did the exact same thing in a Signal chat earlier this year. Or was that even last year? I don't even know. Yemen. Anyway, Ken, thanks for your call. Let's go to Edwin in Regina. Edwin, thank you for your patience. What's on your mind today? Bug or hug?
Bug.
What is it? What's bugging you, Edwin?
I'm tired of this term homelessness, because some of these people are not homeless. They've chosen to live this reality. That puts out the real people that are homeless that need help, because we're dealing with people that have chosen to be homeless.
Okay, but if they've chosen to be homeless, are they not still homeless?
No, because they made a choice not to live like everybody else.
So okay.
Therefore, they should not be getting any empathy or any funding from us.
All right.
To the people that really need it.
All right, Edwin and Regina, thank you very much for your call. Sending you a hug this weekend. Is it Crot in Swift Current? Oh, are you there? Oh, Croat. Is it Croat in Swift Current?
Yes.
Hello, Croat. You got a bug or a hug today?
Bugged. I'm just bugged by the constant obsession over American politics dominating Canadian news cycles. Neither side is free of hypocrites or idiots, and I'm just tired of it all, plain and simple. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Croat, for your call. As I heard a podcaster, a fairly right-leaning podcaster, actually, say earlier this week, I know this is a Canadian podcast, but we are living in weird times, so we have to have all this Trump content. Michael calling from Saskatoon. Michael, is it a bug or a hug from you today?
It's a bug today, going out to the Vegas Golden Knights for signing Carter Hart.
Yes, of course, this is one of the hockey players who was acquitted in the sexual assault case from the World Juniors team. Go on, Michael.
I understand he was acquitted, but that whole situation is why the reason why girls don't come forward.
Yeah.
And don't want to come forward. So it's absolutely disgusting that a team thinks he needs a second chance.
I have to say I agree with you, Michael. And people can decide whether or not they think sexual assault took place, but I think we can all agree that what did take place was disgusting and unbecoming of anybody who should be a role model for our young girls and boys who are coming up in hockey. So thank you for your call, Michael. I hope you have an awesome weekend. I'm going to ask everyone on the phone lines right now to just hold on one more. You know what? I've got one more who's been waiting for a long time. Carter in Park Bag. You've got a bug or a hug today?
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Are you mashed potato guy, Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved your text message, and I'm sending you a hug. Okay, and a sprinkle of corn as per Frank's comments. Okay, you got a bug or a hug for the phone lines?
I got a hug, and it's just sending out a hug to good old John Gormley.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're missing John today, are you? John in particular today.
I miss John every day.
Oh, well, at least you get to hear him in some of the ads, and he's on the station from time to time, lending us his deep insights.
Yeah.
But that's nice. I'll send a hug out to John Gormley as well. All right, Carter, thank you for your call and good luck with the mashed potatoes. Okay, anybody who's waiting on the line, please continue to hold. We've got to go to a quick break and you can keep your text messages and phone calls coming in. I love to hear it. 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to Bugs and Hugs on the Evan Bray Show, 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in, bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome back to the show. Give me a call. I'd love to hear what your bugs or hugs are today. 1-877-332-8255. Another bug coming in from a survivor of intimate partner violence in this province, presumably in response to my conversation with the minister, the provincial minister for status of women, Alana Ross. This anonymous texter writing in, I was in an abusive marriage many years ago. It was a struggle in every aspect. I finally found the courage to leave the relationship. With that, I faced many obstacles, including when there was a restraining order on him. He would not respect the order, and when I'd call 911, by the time they would get to me, it would be 15 to 30 minutes later. I believe our government needs to do better. They can stand up and say they are implementing all these things to improve this issue, but honestly, nothing is changing. It's beyond sad when women are not being protected. Government needs to talk to survivors of domestic abuse, get down in the trenches, and find out what these women have been through. Government officials need to do better. Thank you very much. And I'm sending you a hug. Thank you very much for sharing a little bit of your story with us today. Another bug coming in from concerned citizen from Avonlea. My bug for the day is that the government is spending approximately $1.5 million on decommissioning one rural dump, 2 exclamation marks. This is going to be all rural dumps, 2 exclamation marks. This money could be better spent on health or education issues, 2 exclamation marks. Thank you very much, concerned citizen from Avonlea. Let's get a hug in here, and I'll throw out the number one more time, 1-877-332-8255. You still got a couple minutes left, folks, to get your calls in. Down to our hugs. Oh, my gosh, it's such a long list of bugs that I have to get through to find the hugs. No name saying, hug to the staff at Pineview in Prince Albert. And Arnie from Saskatoon, how about a hug for the bugs because they're gone? Hear, hear, Arnie. I love that. And a hug from Tammy in Saskatoon. A hug to my great ortho, Dr. Ling in Saskatoon, who after a 3-year gap made me feel welcome back for my procedure and showed care and compassion for my situation. One of the good ones. Oh, I love that. We're getting so many hugs for healthcare workers today. It's so nice. Jamie in Saskatoon writing, hugs to the Saskatoon Emergency Services personnel. Last weekend, my teen son broke his arm at the park. The response and care was incredible. Shout out to EMTs who work on holidays and care for everyone in our community when experiencing an emergency. That is so nice. And I saw a bug. Oh, here's a bug on the flip side of that comment. Howard in Regina, my bug is to the provincial government and hug to doctors and healthcare workers. Spent 9.5 hours in the ER last week. Waiting room was a nightmare. People are on drugs and violent. Growing up, you could see a doc in 30 minutes and there were no people in hallways. The difference between now and then is the royalties on resources was much higher. This government gets money from these companies to get elected and keep royalties low. This is $8 billion less in revenue for health. When they retire, they get millions in pay from these same companies. I don't know. I do not have facts in front of me on that, Howard, but I hear your grief for the healthcare system. Thank you for texting in. I'm going to go to Carrot River now. We've got Dwayne calling in from Carrot River. You got a bug or a hug today?
Well, I have a bug, and it just happened in the last few minutes listening to your show.
Uh-oh.
I'm really disappointed, and I'll start out by saying we have one of the finest justice systems in the world. Ask anybody from any other country.
Mm-hmm.
And
Oh, Dwayne, you're cutting out. Did we lose Dwayne, or is he still there, Frank?
I'm
here you go. Here you go. You just cut out there. Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. We have the finest justices in the world. And what really bugs me is when people make up their mind before the court case ever starts, they don't attend the court case, and then if they don't like the verdict, they then want to impose a life sentence. And I'm talking about these hockey players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was right. I think there were a lot of problems, but we have our justice system said there wasn't sufficient evidence. And to have someone say, well, we hope this follows this person for the rest of their life and they never have a good life and they can't play hockey, that is just totally opposed to what our justice system is all about.
But does the NHL take all of its direction from the justice system? There's more than that, right? They've got their moral code of conduct, all of that. That doesn't bug you, Dwayne?
Well, what I'm saying is that we have a justice system that finds people guilty or not guilty, and once that happens, we have no right as fellow citizens to judge this person for the rest of their life. And it bothers me that it gets the front page news all the time until the verdict goes a particular way and then people don't like what happened. I don't like some things that happen in the court system either, but you have to live with what our court... If you don't, that's why a justice system falls apart. People take things into their own hands, and that's not good either. But to say that these hockey players have to wear this terrible incident that happened the rest of their life is not justice.
Dwayne, thank you for your call. Wishing you a wonderful weekend. Tony, thank you very much for your hug. You are sharing some very kind words for me. And also a hug to the nurses and doctors working in hospitals and clinics. Hear, hear. I love it. And you know what? You're all going to want to send a hug to my next guest. Because it's Eaton time. Belton Johnson, always a hug for Belton, but also a bug because he always makes me so hungry before lunchtime. That's coming up on the other side of the news. Thank you, everybody who called and texted in. I love that segment. I am Tamara Cherry. You are listening to The Evan Bray Show. And this is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.